Welcome to your GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics on the specification, forming relationships, or in Chinese, 建立关系. This topic comes up across all four skills, listening, speaking, reading, and writing. So whether you're preparing for your role play, your photo card, or your extended writing task, this episode has got you covered. Grab a pen, because I'll be dropping some really useful phrases and exam tips you'll want to note down. Let's go! Let's start with the essential vocabulary. The most important word in this topic is 朋友, meaning friend. Notice the tones. 朋 is second tone, rising, and 友 is neutral. Say it with me. 朋友. Brilliant! Next up, 认识, meaning to know someone or to meet someone for the first time. This is a really versatile verb. You can say 我认识他, I know him, or 很高兴认识你, very pleased to meet you. That phrase alone will earn you marks in a speaking task. Now, relationships aren't just about friendship. Examiners love to see you use a range of vocabulary. So let's look at some key relationship words. 关系 means relationship or connection. 信任 means trust. 尊重 means respect. And 理解 means understanding. These four words together, trust, respect, understanding, relationship, form the backbone of any strong response on this topic. Now let's talk grammar. Chinese doesn't conjugate verbs the way French or Spanish does. There are no verb endings to change. But what Chinese does require is that you signal time clearly using time words and aspect markers. This is where many candidates lose marks. For the past, use the particle 了 after the verb to show a completed action. For example, 我昨天认识了一个新朋友. Yesterday I met a new friend. Hear that 了 after 认识? That's your past tense signal. For the future, use 要 or 会 before the verb. 我明天要去见我的朋友. Tomorrow I'm going to go and meet my friend. Or for something more certain, 我相信我们会成为好朋友. I believe we will become good friends. For expressing opinions, and this is crucial for higher marks, use 我认为, meaning I think or I believe, or 我觉得, meaning I feel. Follow these with a clause and you instantly show complex sentence structure. For example, 我认为友谊非常重要,因为朋友可以互相帮助. I think friendship is very important because friends can help each other. That sentence right there, that's a top band response. Let's also cover the 是, 的 construction for emphasizing past events. 我是在学校认识他的. It was at school that I met him. This shows sophisticated grammar and will impress your examiner. One more structure, using 虽然但是, meaning although, but. 虽然我们性格不同,但是我们是好朋友. Although we have different personalities, we are good friends. Concession structures like this are a hallmark of higher tier writing and speaking.